handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump this morning on his social media called the now indicted James Comey a destroyer of lives, for which he said a very big price must be paid. Comey in a video saying is innocent of the charges of lying to Congress. After Trump fired his daughter Maureen Comey, a federal prosecutor, Comey said his family has
known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either.
He's the first former senior official to face prosecution for investigating the Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Israel's prime minister addressing the UN General Assembly shortly. Monday, he'll visit the White House under pressure from President Trump to end the war in Gaza and drop plans to annex the West Bank. Trump is going to Bethpage Black today, the golf course, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. This is ABC News. You can call 911 again if you need to. ABC's Perry Russum on a rare system outage.
The 911 system going down for hours in multiple states. Most of Louisiana was affected, including the state's three biggest cities. Several counties in Mississippi and Alabama also experienced outages. Officials say the outages were the result of damage to AT&T fiber optic cables. Officials giving the public an alternate number to call in case of an emergency. Service was restored a few hours later. Authorities saying they do not believe there was any foul play.
No hurricane threat this week, but next week, well, maybe. Forecasters are less worried about Hurricane Umberto, now a Category 1, which could be a major hurricane this weekend, maybe a Category 4. Umberto not on track to make landfall, but a developing tropical wave likely will become a depression today, a named storm tomorrow, possibly a hurricane Sunday or Monday, and could threaten the Carolinas with storm surge and coastal flooding. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Do you ever stare at the mountains of photos that represent your family's cherished events and wish that they were organized? Maybe you have photos in drawers and boxes that you'd like to preserve in a scrapbook. At the Creative Outlet, we have ideas for any budget that can help you with that. Scrapbooking is an awesome way to preserve those photos and memories so that they can be shared for generations to come. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street and is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we are here to help.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
From private beach homes and oceanfront condos on Florida's Panhandle to the frozen tundra near Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Call Properties offers luxury vacation rentals for everyone. With stunning views of Navarre Beach, Panama City Beach, Green Bay and Seneca, Wisconsin, plus local stays at the Ramada White House in Richland Center and Round Barn Lodge in Spring Green. Unforgettable locations are just a booking away. Learn more at kfprentals.com. That's kfprentals.com.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old-fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. Your place on the river.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. Hosea 7:16. One year a man went to Alaska to hunt bear and made extensive preparations for success. He even collected discarded pastries from donut shops to use as bait, compressing them in a trash compactor for transport. While the donuts were an interesting part of his preparation, he paid special attention to his bow, ensuring it was in top condition. Just as a deceitful bow may appear good but fail to hit its target, the people of Israel sometimes appeared to serve God but were not honest in their hearts. We must ensure our lives are aligned with God's will, offering sincere prayers and worship. By submitting our wills to God and following His lead, we can be sure of being straight and true in His eyes. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another dry and tranquil morning here across the upper Midwest. All the active weather seems to be out in the southwest part of the country as well as the southeast part of the nation. There'll be some tropical systems coming up toward the Carolinas by early in the work week. Could bring them some pretty heavy rain. But around here, the high pressure will be in control with relatively dry air and temperatures continuing to run well above normal. Could be as much as 10 to 15 degrees above normal on certain days. So definitely a little summer-like feel during the afternoons. Of course, cooling down at night, more fall-like then, but still just some great weather for all your outdoor activities or to take a little trip and enjoy some of the early fall color, which is up to 25% in parts of southern Wisconsin, up to 50% in the northern part of the state. Otherwise, for today, look for mostly sunny skies, high temperature near 80, southwest wind 5 to 10 becoming northeast in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, maybe some patchy fog late, low at 54. Partly cloudy to sunny and warm tomorrow, high 81. Southwest wind at 10, becoming west-northwest later. Saturday night, mostly clear, turning chilly, low at 49. And Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 77. Heading into Monday, rather warm for late September with sun-filled skies, low near 50 with a high of 83. Tuesday, partly cloudy, still warmer than normal. Low 53, high up to 78. Wednesday, partly cloudy and a bit cooler. Low 52, high 74. Thursday, mixed skies and still dry. Low at 49 with a high near 71. At this time, it looks like our next chance of a couple of rain showers would come in by the weekend of October 4th. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in WRCO country, it is 53 degrees. Yesterday's high was 79. No precipitation on Thursday. Record high for this date, September 26th, 86 in 1986. Record low, 29 in 1966. A year ago, the high was 80 and the low, 46. Sunset will occur at 6:52 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning, 6:54. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 29.89 and no precipitation today. Again, it is 53 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports on a Friday morning. Coming up in sports, we'll have a look back at last night's high school scores, our football preview as well, and the Brewers getting ready for the weekend. Mike Clemens set to check in as well with us in a little bit. The sports update is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment and Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports in Southwest Wisconsin. Platteville won 3-1 over River Valley in volleyball action played during Thursday night activities at the Blackhawks' homecoming night. The visitors won the opening set 25-14 before River Valley won its only set 25-20 in the second. The Hillmen won the second and third sets 25-17 to take the match. The Blackhawks lost 3-1 earlier this season at Platteville, but defeated the Hillmen in a weekend tournament 2-0 2 weeks ago. Ella Myers and Brooklyn Stokes each had 4 kills in the second and winning set for River Valley. Myers had 12 for the match to lead River Valley. Rihanna Dye had 8 kills and 2 blocks to lead Platteville. The Hillmen are now 6-0 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, while River Valley fell to 3-3. It is the second time through the league schedule. River Valley will host Prairie du Chien on Tuesday night, while Platteville will play at Lancaster. Platteville swept the JV1 match in the early meeting between the two schools. River Valley's homecoming festivities continue today and tomorrow at the school grounds in Spring Green. Richland Center was a winner by sweep on the road at Prairie du Chien last night. And it was Dodgeville 3-2 over Lancaster. Southwestern 3-1 over Boscobel. Fenimore defeated Iowa Grant 3-2. It was also Hillsboro over Wanewoc Center 3-0 in the Scenic Bluffs. Viroqua 3-1 over Westby. And Cashton 3-1 over Royal. In the Ridge and Valley, Seneca swept Lafarge Youth Initiative among the scores we have, and Weston fell to North Crawford 3-2. Lexi Rockweiler had 16 kills and 27 digs. Shelby Newman had 14 kills and 25 digs, and Valerie Bauer led with 33 assists. The Eagles travel to DeSoto for a Ridge and Valley quad. They will play DeSoto and Seneca on Tuesday night. It was Belmont getting the win, 3-2 over Potosi. In boys soccer last night, Richland Center fell to Prairie du Chien Co-op 5-3, and Platteville Lancaster over River Valley 1-0. Wisconsinites Barneveld 6-0 against Columbus. Last night, Prairie du Chien hosted a cross-country invitational. Several teams from Southwest Wisconsin were there, including Riverdale. The Chieftains' Melanie Williamson was their top finisher, 12th overall in the race for the junior. Also, Olivia Meese was 23rd overall, and Millie Schneider was 36th for Riverdale. Kaylee Carter and Megan Krell ran 71 and 72 in the girls' 500-meter run. On the boys' side, Riverdale's team finished 9th. Wyatt Schramm, their top runner, 27th overall with a time of 20.01. Clark Gilson was 45th. Kalen Williamson, 49th. Dylan Topper, 58th. And Hunter Rowan, 59. Also 60 for Mark Wilkie and the Chieftains at Prairie du Chien. Middle school football, Highland over North Crawford, 32-14 last night. It is the sixth weekend of the high school football season, and tonight it's River Valley's homecoming game. Richland Center plays there. I talked to Coach Andrew Troxell about the game.
Tyler is a first-year head coach and kind of the expectations that he has set forward, you know, for that program. So, it's good, but you know what? I mean, at the same point, we got a good ball club as well, you know, sitting at 2-3, you know, our boys are ready, and they know what this game means and what it's been the last 2 years. You know, for not only them against Valley, but also for kind of the catalyst to kind of move forward, you know, and to kind of hit our own little streak.
I asked Coach Troxell what makes River Valley tough.
Well, they've got speed, like I said, you know, and so if they get quick slants, right, or if they kind of have these long fades, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's going to separate them, you know, with whoever their opponent is. So we have to make sure that we play assignment-based football in the secondary.
I asked Tyler McClain about the Hornets.
They kind of have some good athletes, both at the quarterback position and the running back position. Their quarterback does a very nice job extending plays and giving his receivers chances to go up and go get the ball. The running back has some speed as well. We'll do our best to try to contain them defensively. Offensively, they also have some athletes as well. They can create a lot of pressure getting to the quarterback. We'll have our game plan for them and look to execute Friday night.
River Valley has been doing well in the Southwest Conference.
I mean, again, kind of going into this year, we didn't know where the conference was kind of going to shake out. There was kind of a lot of unknown. We kind of take it week by week in each opponent. Like I said earlier, I think each opponent in our conference is a very good team, kind of like a playoff atmosphere. So we're nowhere to be kind of in a dogfight in each and every game.
Elsewhere in the conference, Lancaster at Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien at Broadhead, Judah, New Glarus at Platteville. In the SWAL, Turner at Mineral Point, Darlington at Fenimore, Belleville at Southwestern, Cuba City at Benton, Scales Mound, Shoalsburg. Six Rivers, Waseca Seneca at Blackhawk Warren, Iowa Grant at Potosi Cassville, Boscobel at River Ridge. And in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Cashton at Brookwood, New Lisbon at Hillsboro, Royal at Bangor, and Ithaca at Nisida. After a Bulldog loss last week to Cashton, co-head coach Kyle Kelly says the Bulldogs' work is cut out.
Yeah, that's our goal, to start the season, to make the playoffs. So I predict at this point we have to win out to make it. So I told the kids we essentially are starting over 0-0, and every team is going to get their own week, and we have to go 4-0 here to make it and reach our goal.
I asked Kyle about getting ready for Nisida.
But yeah, we don't have a whole lot of insight on them, to be completely honest. We just got to fix some mistakes here or there and come up with a couple different looks out of our formations and see what we can capitalize on.
Elsewhere in football tonight, Wisconsin Dells at Berlin, also West Salem at Luther, Westby hosts Arcadia, Lake Mills at Lodi, Baraboo at Reedsburg, 8-player football, Wisconsin Heights at Kickapoo LaFarge, Belmont at North Crawford, Highland at Waniwok Weston, and Monticello at DeSoto. Tomorrow, Riverdale plays at Pecatonica Argyle. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff time, coming off a game with River Ridge. It's a different prep getting ready for Peck Argyle. Here's Coach Jeff Johnson.
River Ridge throws the ball 5 times a game. Pecatonica is going to run the ball 5 times a game. They throw the ball like crazy. They spread you out. They have an empty back set. They'll throw 5 receivers down the field, and he's got to stop the pass.
Our pregame time tonight begins at 6:35 in the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, and then it's live from River Valley as the Blackhawks host Richland Center for our game of the week. Coffee Clutch Bowling yesterday, the Alley Cats had a 1793 series, Spare Parts 1764, the 10 Pins and Gutter Gals 1735. Alley Cats with a top game 631, Gutter Gals and Three Aces a 620, Alley Cats a 614. Individually, Tammy Schwing 515, Lila Kraska 466, Vicky Neff 461. Top game, Tammy Schwingel 190, Vicky Neff 186, Patty Labansky a 180. Split pickups, Pat Adams and Cheryl Miller each had a 310, Judy Skelly 3910, and Irene Klatt Stovey a 4-5 in Coffee Clutch Bowling. From the All-Star League last night, Week 5, Morris Heating and Cooling, 27-76, Jones Collision Center, 27-73, Advanced Pump and Well, 27-64. Top game, Jones Chevrolet, 996, Jones Collision Center, 993, Julie Karen State Farm, 989. Top series, Kevin Genthe, a 692, Jake Morris, 668, Steve Olson, a 643. Top game individually, Jason Gerner and Kevin Genthe with 255s. Ethan Hafner had a 248 and Jake Morris a 246 in All-Star Bowling. Well, the Brewers will take on the Reds this weekend. A weekend series, final weekend of the regular season. Well, more about that, Mike Clemens talks sports with us in just a moment here on WRCO. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're talking sports on this Friday morning with Mike Clemens. Thanks for joining me, Mike. And I think we'll start off by talking about the Brewers. They had the day off yesterday, but they're back in action and home tonight. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they open up a series, home series, to finish the regular season tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds are trying to claw their way into one of those wild card spots. So the first pitch tonight's at 7:10. And for the Brewers, they are at 96 wins. If they win one more, they set a franchise record for most wins in a season. And they will also then clinch home field advantage through the playoffs. So if the Brewers win one game this weekend, or actually if the Phillies lose one, the Phillies are hosting the Twins this weekend, then the Brewers have next week off while the wild card playoffs are going on. And then beginning on October 4th, they will begin hosting in the divisional rounds with whoever, you know, emerges from the wild card level to get in playoffs. So on the good news, you know, they've got some pitchers that need some rest that are coming back from injuries, sore elbows and whatnot. On the other hand, they might be a little rusty when things get started.
That's true. And, you know, I guess best case scenario would be for them to get that win versus having to rely on the Phillies. You want to build the momentum as you're getting closer to playoffs.
Yeah, another momentum builder going on right now, Bo, is the Pocket Pancake Breakfast drive-thru. this morning from started at 6, goes until 9 o'clock, so if you can rush to American Family Field down in Milwaukee, they're handing out Pocket Pancakes. The first 3,000 guests get a Pocket Pancake T-shirt. Pat Murphy is supposed to show up. You know, this thing started about 6-7 weeks ago when he was doing an interview on MLB Network, and he said to the reporter, he whipped out this pancake out of his pocket and says, "Hey, it's a little carb pick me up that I have during the game."
I think I would have to probably start, you know, play a few songs, plus them up. Otherwise, I don't know if I'll make it all the way over there for a pocket pancake, but it does sound tempting.
Yeah. So that they've got a I'm reading the press release. It's either the convenient drive-through to get your pocket pancake, or they've got the pocket pancake tent and a polka band playing there. And, you know, Murph, he's got a game tonight, and he's got to be down there before, you know, 9 o'clock to greet the fans. So that's going to be a long day for him.
A polka tailgate. Now, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
The Brewers are in action tonight, but the Badgers, they have the week off and might need a little extra time to bounce back from that tough loss last weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, they won their first non-conference games, as they should. They got blown out, as sort of expected, by Alabama. But they lost at home in their first Big Ten game to Maryland, even though that they were like 8-point favorites. They lost 27-10 And it looked bad. I mean, they had like nothing going on offense. And, you know, they were using their backup quarterback. But, I mean, it's, you know, people are asking, where is this program going? I mean, what, after 3 years, 4 years, what is Luke Fickell, what's the identity of the program? And no one really seems to know. And then the turnout was bad. But by the end of the game, the stadium was half empty, and the fans that remained to the bitter end were chanting, fire Luke Fickell, chanting that as the Badgers left the field. I mean, it's ugly. And then the next day, on an NFL football Sunday, there's the athletic director, Chris McIntosh, spotted in a suite at a UW volleyball game talking to Mike McCarthy, like, you know, what's that all about? Like, maybe he's getting, you know, some consultation, like, hey, my football program's in a mess. What do I do? So it's a long bye week before. Then next week it doesn't get any better because they got to go to Ann Arbor and play number 19th ranked Michigan. So it could be a brutal Badger football season.
Yeah, it definitely feels like they kind of lack the direction right now. And on top of that, like you said, it's never a good sign, you know, when a college stadium that you're used to seeing it packed and everybody jumping up and down and that is just almost empty. That's never good to see.
No, I mean, you know, and, you know, in his defense, if you will, you know, this is a tough period for anybody, a college coach, because the landscape has changed so dramatically with paying players, with the NIL, that situation. Although there was a report that came out, I believe it's from the Wisconsin State Journal, said, hey, the Badgers are like in the top 25. They got money. They're you know, don't blame it on budget or whatever in terms of the recruiting the players. They've got a pretty good roster. It's just how they're being used right now.
Yeah, you got to make that money work for you. And if you got it, sometimes you do have to spend a little. Like the Packers, actually. We can talk about them. They're back in action as they are playing the Cowboys in what is going to be probably the big game of the weekend at AT&T Stadium on Sunday night.
Football, and Micah Parsons returns to the team that traded him about a month ago. And the Packers have got three players on their offensive line unable to practice due to injuries. So that's going to be a test. They go against Kenny Clark, their old teammate, but that's going to be a crazy game on Sunday night. Lots of ratings right there for sure. So that's it. What's going on this weekend? Appreciate it, Bo. Yeah, you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks for talking with us.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
And taking a look at what time it is time for us to do some Fresh from the Country this week, of course, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Well, we take a look at some of the top songs of the week in country music, but also some new ones. I am Bo Henriksen for Phil Nee, and we'll start off with a new one by Jason Aldean. This is called How Far Does a Goodbye Go?
She said she was headed over to see her mama to try to clear her head. She needed a little time. Said we could talk more about it later if you wanna. Walked out the door, swore everything was gonna be alright. But it's been 4 days and three nights of whiskey, and I ain't heard a word from her, and that's what gets me. So tell me, a couple miles away, coming up the road or on a midnight
Jason Aldean, how far does a goodbye go? Here on Country and Community WRCO. Did not mean to rhyme there, just a pleasant surprise. We have high school sports coming up tonight. River Valley this week, their homecoming week. And Phil and Hank, we'll hear from them later on as they are at the River Valley School Fair. But tonight, it'll be Richland Center at River Valley for the homecoming football game. It'll be a 6:35 pregame time right here on FM 100.9. Also, live online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. Here's a new one on Fresh from the Country by Ashley Cook. The Hell You Are.
You don't even know
the hell you are.
I want to believe you. I've done that before. Been there, got the t-shirt, slept in the one you wore. Your kiss is like the desert. Always playing tricks. Love like a mirage disappears closer I get. You say you're coming over and you're swearing that you're sober. How the hell you are? You're almost convincing when you're telling me you're different. How the hell you are? All the truth about your lies is you're heaven on the eyes. But when it comes to
you don't even know the
on WRCO. Looking at the charts this week, coming in at number 7 is our next artist on Fresh from the Country. This is Luke Combs with Back in the Saddle. Again, coming in at number 7 this week, Luke Combs on the Country Airplay charts, Back in the Saddle. Do want to let you know that today some people are celebrating a very special day. Happy 14th birthday to Elizabeth Meese from Mom, Dad, Brandon, Mallory, and Olivia. Also, happy 90 years young to John Astle from your friends in Avoca. Couple wishes there on this Friday morning. In just a moment, we're going to be testing out your trivia knowledge, so be prepared.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss,
but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Russian Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This autumn, TriStar Gifts and More invites shoppers to explore a season full of treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will love the Amish-built hunting blinds, featuring panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for comfort and quality. Celebrate this season at TriStar Gifts and More on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, where the magic of autumn comes to life.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Red Hot Deals are happening now at Ace Hardware, but only through September 30th. Keep your backyard lively with Ace Bird Suet, 11 ounces, just $1.29 each, or stock up on KT Songbird and Wild Bird Food. Buy one, get one free. And don't forget to grab your RV and marine antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home and backyard, but hurry, they end September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
It's time to be testing out your trivia knowledge with today's trivia question of the day, sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products. Today, we're going to be taking a look at entertainment history as we jump back in time, all the way back to when on this day, TV sitcom Gilligan's Island, starring Bob Denver as Gilligan, debuted on CBS. What year did Gilligan's Island debut on this day? Was it 1964, 1965, 1966, or 1967? Be the correct caller at 647-4155, and you can win a treat to Christie's.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Well, that didn't take long. We have our winner. Had the fast hands this morning. Tom Daring had the winner. the answer. It was 1964 on this day. TV sitcom Gilligan's Island starring Bob Denver as Gilligan debuted on CBS. So Tom wins a prize to Christy's Sunnyside. Also on this day, back in 1962, the Beverly Hillbillies premiered on CBS. Here's a brand new tune by John Waller, Waller Company, and Eric Lee Brumley. Surprise Me.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. Red hot deals are sizzling at Ace Hardware through September 30th. Save on Cabot exterior stain 1 gallon, $10 off instantly. Perfect for refreshing decks, fences, and siding. Get your lawn and garden ready with Scott's Turf Builder. Fall lawn food, $21.99. Or grab RV and marine antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home, garden, and outdoors. And don't wait, sale ends September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with a family who wanted to retire and sell their large operation. I met with the family and their accountants, and we made a plan for how to best to sell each of their assets. We sold 3 farms through a sealed bid auction. We sold 2 sets of commercial buildings through traditional listings. We sold another to a neighbor and sold the last one through a cash buyout. Oh, and we sold their farm equipment through live auction. Along the way, I got a driveway variance, our legal team drafted multiple easements and deeds, and our title company partners closed and insured all the transactions. Advice, real estate sales, legal services, auction services, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options on how best to sell your property and the team to help you do it. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options we can offer to you.
Just a few minutes away from the 9 o'clock hour here on Fresh from the Country on WRCO. As we go back to the country airplay charts, coming in at number 2 this week, it's Jelly Roll, Heart of Stone.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I'm falling out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up, I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
Heart of Stone, coming in at number one on Fresh from the Country in the Country Airplay charts this week, we get to hear from Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish, Bottle Rockets.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can. Wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Now who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes. Sky.